This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
It's You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
Do you like this music bed?
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's got kind of a like what hip hop artist would use, like a like Far Side or something. Would use like a beat like this, maybe.
I don't know that it goes with like the other beats that we have. Like, I feel like we do like really like, I like the up-tempo.
We have a very eclectic group, to be fair. We have a lot going on with our beat selection. Sometimes our beats are upbeat, like high energy, which I agree with you on. And then sometimes they've got this like kind of like early 90s hip hop vibe.
Well, the only like low energy like one I like is the one that we've been playing at the end of the shows recently.
Got it. Okay. You have my permission. If you want to remove this from the, oh, the Get Smart one, Get Smart plus the hip hop beat.
Yeah. Yeah. That one I love. That one I'm down with. This one I think I might be a little out on. Just a thought. Anyway. All right. On to actual stuff. On to actual stuff that matters, like sports and betting on sports here. It is hour number two of the show. Nick Kostos, Ken Barkley. Great to be on nationwide, Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app. 14:30 a.m. The Bet in Denver, KCBS HD3 in Los Angeles, 105.9 FM HD2 in Chicago. And shout out to all the great You Betters watching on YouTube, youtube.com/Odyssey Sports. Eric Edholm going to join us in about 20 minutes to talk NFL Draft Power Hour next hour on the show. But right now, we want to spend some time with the great Eno Saris, who is one of the best baseball minds out there. We love having him on You Better You Bet. Does a great job writing for The Athletic, Fan Graphs. This guy is all over when it comes to Major League Baseball. And we welcome him back now to You Better You Bet. Eno, welcome back to the show with Nick and Ken here on a Tuesday. How you feeling, my man?
I'm doing good. I got baseball on TV. Things are warming up. I'm glad to be here.
You know, let's start with the Dodgers. I think that's obviously a logical place to begin. Before the year, win total staggering, about 103.5. I think we all were kind of just floored by that, right? Like, this team is projected to be so good. And then all they've done is gone 13-4 and basically looked like completely unbeatable at all times. Is it possible that we actually kind of set the bar too low for what we expected? And as you've watched the Dodgers these first, 16 games, basically 17 games, do you think that actually the ceiling for the team is much higher than that?
There are things that could go better for them. AJ Pollock hasn't been hitting. Gavin Lux hasn't really taken off yet. Walker Buehler, has been good, but, sitting 94, 95, a little bit down in velo. You wonder if he has another gear. So there are some things that could go better, but I think that they'll settle in at sort of 105, 106, something like that. Well, could they go for the wins record? Yeah. I mean, what other team would do it other than an extremely deep, extremely well-run team with young and old stars on it? I mean, it's pretty remarkable what they're doing.
There's no question about that. And we've talked about the greatness of the Dodgers. We've also tried to identify teams that could potentially take the Dodgers down come October, because look, the Dodgers are going to be there, obviously, the heavy favorite to win the NL West, the heavy favorite to win the NL pennant, get back to a World Series. And in the last hour, I made the case, not really just for them, for the team I'm going to reference to maybe take down the Dodgers come October, but certainly a team that I think is going to win their division, that I have a preseason position on. And I like them even more now, a couple weeks into the season. And that's the Milwaukee Brewers, right? We saw it take down the Padres last night. Woodruff's been great. Corbin Burns has been excellent. Freddy Peralta's been good as the number three starter here. I like Milwaukee a lot in this division, and I'm not discounting their chances in the National League as a whole. 18-1 right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. How do you feel right now, a couple weeks into the season, Eno, about the Milwaukee Brewers?
Dude, as you were talking, as kind of going down through the list, you know, I'm looking at some standings and thinking about things. You know, the Red Sox, fun start, but, you know, do they have the pitching, and how would they line up against somebody in a short series? The Padres obviously just went toe to toe with them. It was a great series. The Padres could do it. They have the talent. The Mets, if Thor comes back, you know, there's some teams, but the Brewers, man, the Brewers have really stood out. And I think it's partially, I believed in Woodruff to begin the season. I said he was the fourth or fifth best starting pitcher in baseball. And I stick with it. But Burns now looks like the sixth or seventh best starting pitcher in baseball. So the one thing about the Brewers, I think, that has made them hard to project is that they kind of are top load. Like they have stars that can change the game. And the way that I think about it, I think is in the bullpen. When projection systems look at a bullpen, they say, okay, they have these eight pitchers. Well, let's give them some innings. We have a general sense of how good this bullpen is. Bam. That converts to wins. However, the problem is when you look at the Brewers bullpen, you see like two or three of the best relievers in baseball and then some guys. And so when they win games, they put Josh Hader in. And they win 95% of the games, they put Josh Hader in. So it's a little bit like that with Burns and Woodruff now, where you're like, whoa, they're going to win a ton of games with Burns, Woodruff, and Hader. And I think Williams will get it together. Devin Williams will get it together. So with that combination, they're going to win a ton of games. And then when you think about it in a short series, this will be the best starting pitching the Brewers have ever had. So now all of a sudden, if you go with that same idea in the postseason, Burns, Woodruff, Williams, Hader, get them to pitch 80% of your innings in winning innings, you know, winning games. That's how you win. So, yeah, the Brewers have really impressed me in the early going.
So, you know, I think that makes a ton of sense. And if we, you know, if we think about postseason success, okay, the Brewers can line up Woodruff and Burns. And like you said, they have these kind of super duper stars for these small series that can kind of shine really bright. If we're looking at the division odds, so we're talking about a longer kind of marathon type of conversation about playing a very long season, the sports betting markets are basically saying that the Brewers and the Cardinals basically have identical odds to win. They're priced plus 185 to win the division right now. Are you surprised by that? And do you think that the Brewers would be a good bet if we're really just trying to figure out who's more likely to win the division right now, Brewers or Cardinals?
You know, the Cardinals are projected into a negative run differential. And right now they have an exactly zero run differential. The Brewers are projected into a positive run differential and not right now have a plus 16 run differential. So I'm taking the Brewers on both counts. Like I know. And also when you look at them, the Brewers only scored 4.3 runs a game. And I think that's partially because their star is injured, you know? So on the offensive side. So if you get Kane, you get Yelich back, I think this Brewers offense is going to score more runs. So I see it maybe being close in the division, but I take the Brewers for the division and in their first series or two in the postseason.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Eno Saris is our guest here on You Better You Bet, the BetQL Audio Network with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. Eno does a great job for The Athletic, FanGraphs, talking all things Major League Baseball. Eno, two teams out west that have impressed early on here in the season. Which one do you think can sustain it better as we move along in the season? The San Francisco Giants of the National League or the Seattle Mariners of the American League?
The Giants are allowing 2.9 runs a game, best in baseball. It's actually ridiculous. And it's the only way that that offense would be winning games, because they're also scoring the second fewest runs in baseball. So, you know, the Giants are out here playing 3-1 games and everybody else is playing 6-5. there's certain things I like about it. I do think that they were really good at reclamation heap projects when it comes to offense and pitching now. And I like that the squad they put together, but it just smacks to me of an 82-83 win squad. I just think that they'll have days where it doesn't work out, days where guys are hurt. I'm not sure that the young stars are ready to come in. The young prospects are ready to come in. So what was the other one? The Angels?
The Seattle Mariners.
Seattle Mariners, who took down the Dodgers.
The Mariners, maybe. Actually, if I had to pick one, I might pick the Mariners. And the reason why is that I think that their stars are ready. Like, Jarred Kelenic is on the doorstep. I mean, I think he's – the next time you hear his name, it's to hear that he's come up. They could use that offense. And then beyond that, they've got Logan Gilbert, who's one of my favorite pitching prospects. He's ready to come up, you know. When you talk about the Giants guys, you have Elliot Ramos and Joey Bart, and Joey Bart's already got some question marks, and I'm not sure Elliot Ramos is here right now, and Marcio Luciano, their shortstop, is not here right now. Kelnick is here any day, and Logan Gilbert is here any day. So if they can keep this streak going, they can supplement it with young guys and change, you know, whatever the run differential says, basically.
You know, I know a team, we talked about Seattle, can they kind of, you know, maintain their success that they've had? A team that was expected to have a lot of success and that, you know, had a really high win total in the market and hasn't played very well. Well, there are two in the American League. I'll let Nick handle his team, but I want to ask you about the White Sox, under 500. So he played 17 games, played, you know, 10% of the season, hasn't been a great 10%. How much of this is just kind of randomness and how much of it is, you know, maybe flaws that we see with the team that could prevent them from having a lot of success this year?
Well, I mean, they lost Eloy, and Giolito had that bad start the other day, but, you know, they still have a positive run differential. They've got the same run differential as the Padres, for example. You know, I know the Padres are only 10-8, but I think the difference between the Padres at 10-8 and the White Sox at 8-9 is not that big. So I'm not writing any epitaphs for the White Sox. If the odds have changed on them, I still like them, I think, to win that division. You know, the Twins are in COVID nightmare right now. And they haven't necessarily outplayed the White Sox by run differential or by just results on the field. So I think the White Sox get it together and win that division.
White Sox are plus 105 right now, the favorite to win the American League Central at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. You know, when are the New York Yankees going to get this turned around?
Well, one of my favorite buy low pitchers, if you're talking sort of DFS or fantasy, one of my favorite buy low pitchers right now is Jameson Taillon, who's pitching for the Yankees tonight. And the reason I like him is I got these numbers. I got a stuff number that just looks at the quality of the movement and velocity of a pitcher's pitches. And Taillon is seventh in the big leagues and Cole is sixth or fifth. So that's a good combo. Also, Taillon's control or command number is above average. That's the other number I track. So you got a guy who's got above average stuff, above average command, or elite stuff, above average command. I think he just he's struggling. You know, first couple starts back, I think he shoves tonight against the Braves, especially with they won't have Acuna in the lineup. And I think he starts a little mini streak for the Yankees. I think they're too good to keep going like this. I don't see there being a fundamental flaw here. If Kluber doesn't work out, or if one of the other guys doesn't work out, they have a couple young pitchers in Davey Garcia, Michael King. They have some guys who can come in and do it. But really, it's the lineup that needs to get going. And I still believe that Clint Frazier will get it going. And I know that Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton, those guys will get it going. So I'm still in.
You know, I know you mentioned Jameson Taillon as a guy who maybe not a bounce back candidate, but just a guy who you think is very undervalued right now. Curious what you think about Patrick Corbin and his start to the year. And he's had some comments off some really rough performances where he's saying, oh, you know, it's not a mechanical thing. Like everything's all good. Meanwhile, the stat lines are just, you know, brutal to watch, actually. And he's become a guy that I think we're all kind of interested in betting against going forward. He pitches tonight against the Cardinals. What do you make of Patrick Corbin and his start? This is a guy who obviously was very dominant for a number of years.
Yeah, you know, the weird thing about Corbin is that he's never had outstanding stuff numbers by my numbers. It's mostly been elite command of his slider. And that elite command has turned into above average command. I don't know if it's because he's hiding an injury or if it's because, you know, all of a sudden there's a cutter has popped up on his pitch mix. So maybe he's trying to throw a cutter and a slider. But for whatever reason, he's lost the touch that made him so good. And for me, that's really worrisome, actually. It sounds like, oh, he'll just, you know, he just had a small tweak away. He's a two-pitch guy that lost two ticks in 2020. He's down to 90 miles an hour, below average velocity and two pitches. If you lose your touch, that's the last thing that's keeping you, you know, as a viable starter, really. I mean, if you don't have touch and you're at 90 and you're a two pitch guy, I mean, I don't have anything more to say. So I'm kind of pessimistic on Patrick Corbin.
You know, final question for you. We have about 30 seconds left here. I've made some money betting Kohei Arihara first five innings here because he only goes five innings in his starts and he actually looks like he's pretty good and he's catched the last couple times here. Is Kohei Arihara for the Texas Rangers, is he for real here in about 30 seconds?
He doesn't wow you with the stuff, but one thing that he does do is have a ton of pitches. I think he threw like seven or eight pitches in one plate appearances, different pitch types in one plate appearance that I saw. And he has basically average command of seven pitches. So I think he'll have some bad days and some good days, but he's definitely a major league pitcher.
No doubt about it. Hopefully he'll keep winning bets for us here on the show. Eno, you're awesome, man. I want everyone to follow you on Twitter at Eno Saris, Enosarris. Enjoy the baseball that you'll be watching in the near future here. And we look forward to having you back on You Better You Bet soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
I got to tell you, that guy's the best.
I said in our chat, I feel like we could give him every starting pitcher pitching tonight and he'd have great information on him. I feel like there was just, everything was just a hit basically in terms of just getting good info.
Like, you know, what about Zach Plesac? or Nick Neidert. Right. He'd be like, well, Nick Neidert, let me tell you about him. Like,
let me tell you about spin rates. Right.
He's got terrible, terrible command of his split finger. I'll take a quick break. And on the other side, Eric Edholm. We're going to ask him who's going to be the first cornerback off the board and more NFL draft talk next.